This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, August 26th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. Topic number 5 this week, the economy. This week, we learned that inflation in the United Kingdom on track to hit 18% by the beginning of 2023. That's according to an estimate by the U.S. bank Citi. Energy costs in the U.K. have spiked so high in recent months that the U.K.'s largest business organization says that thousands of companies in the U.K. may collapse in the next year without government help. Here in the U.S., the Federal Reserve Bank is talking tough about bringing inflation under control, but as we discussed this week, that's just not going to happen, especially not the way they're doing it. Incremental increases of 0.75 basis point, that's, or 75 basis points, that's 0.75 percentage point here and then there. In order to get it down to the target level of 2%, based on the actual rate of inflation, calculated the way inflation was figured prior to the federal government jiggering the numbers in 1980, thanks to shadowstats.com, you see the actual inflation rate running at about 17% right now, not the official 8.5% number. That means that the federal funds rate, the rate that the interest rate that the Federal Reserve Bank charges its member banks, would have to be about 19% in order to bring inflation under control. And that means the interest rates that we would pay, you and me, to buy a car or real estate would be even higher. Remember the bad old days of the early 80s when mortgage loans were running at 18%? I mean, we thought it was a big deal when I was in real estate in the early 90s, and it came down to 7%. Well, the rising inflation rate now, coupled with the increase in interest rates, means that real estate is the bubble is either popping or at least very, very rapidly deflating here in the United States. First-time homebuyers are being priced out of the markets because even though interest rates have now pushed up to near 5%, the median home price is still near record high. The median home sale in the United States is nearly $440,000, which, again, still a record high despite the fact that real estate sales in July were down nearly 20% year over year. That, while this is going on, the budgets here in the United States being squeezed by rising energy prices. We learned this week that some 20 million American households, it's about 15%, more than 15% of American households are behind on utility payments. And some analysts expect a tsunami of shutoffs of electricity as we head into the winter of 2022 and 2023. Beef prices skyrocketing. Price of ground beef on average near $5 a pound now as cattlemen out west being forced to sell off herds because of the mega drought. Crop tour through the Midwest, showing that we may be facing an imminent corn shortage. Doesn't just affect corn for the table, but also high fructose corn syrup, ethanol, etc. Corn factors into the price of a lot of other things, of course, used for feed in some animals as well. So we're looking at inflation plus a slowing economy if the Federal Reserve actually tries to get inflation under control. Really, what we're going to face is stagflation, the similar to what we saw in the early 70s with inflation and a slowing economy at the same time. This is not by accident, in my view. I'm just too old to believe in coincidences anymore. I think what we're looking at, again, is a deliberate attempt to crush the middle class in the West, and especially the United States, as part of a plan to force us all to demand a global government to solve all of our problems for us and guarantee a monthly income. Oh, and by the way, the student loan forgiveness plan announced by the White House this week, really a political stunt intended to buy votes ahead of the midterm elections. It will not solve inflation, as some are claiming. It's going to pump another $300 billion or as much as $300 billion into the economy, which is squirting lighter fluid on the fire of inflation, and really just pushes the responsibility for paying off the loans from those who took them to the rest of us. Topic number 4, the deep state versus Trump. The Biden White House worked directly with the Justice Department and the National Archives to instigate the criminal probe that resulted in the raid on Trump's estate at Mar-a-Lago. This is according to documents reviewed by the investigative journalists at justthenews.com. This contradicts prior claims by the White House that it had no prior knowledge of the raid. These new details reported by John Solomon at Just the News, who reviewed government documents that reveal the Biden White House playing an active role in that raid It's not a surprise. What they essentially did was declare that Trump's claim of privilege, which a president is constitutionally entitled to, was invalid. Now, Alan Dershowitz, who was contacted by John Solomon and asked to review these documents, Dershowitz, a lifelong Democrat, professor emeritus of law at Harvard University, said, quote, "I was very surprised. The current president should not be able to waive the executive privilege of a predecessor without the consent of the former president. Otherwise, privilege means nothing. What president will ever discuss anything in private if he knows the man who beat him can and will disclose it?" Now, some courts have upheld the notion of a successor precedent, or president, rather, waiving privilege for a predecessor, but Dershowitz says ultimately this will have to be decided by the Supreme Court. But the bottom line here, this is political. Donald Trump doesn't belong to the political class. He doesn't know the secret handshake, and the deep state, which includes Biden, the Department of Justice, and the FBI, want to make sure that he doesn't crash the party again, him or his supporters. Topic number three, Russia. This week, we learned Russia will host troops from China and India next week for its Vostok or Eastern War Games. The exercises will take place August 30th through September 5th. The fact that India is joining China in this exercise is significant because China and India are still squaring off over disputed territory between the two in the Himalayas. So, significant. The BRICS or BRICS Plus nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, perhaps soon to include Saudi Arabia, Argentina, and Iran, perhaps, make up about half of the world's population and significantly more than half of the world's natural resources, especially where petroleum is concerned. These exercises, by the way, coming in the wake of the attempted assassination of Alexander Dugin, sometimes called Putin's brain. The hit killed his 30-year-old daughter, Darya Duginya, instead, and we are still waiting for the other shoe to drop. Topic number two, Christian bullying. The same week we learned that columnists for left-wing news outlets like The Atlantic, The Daily Beast, and CNN wringing their hands over radical traditional Catholics weaponizing their rosaries and white Christian nationalists who may be infecting others with our toxic spirituality without those people even knowing it. Comes word from the Jersey Shore that a beach pier in Ocean Grove, New Jersey, destroyed during Superstorm Sandy 10 years ago, is being rebuilt by a local religious organization, and some locals are complaining because it's shaped like a cross. A retired Presbyterian pastor says he feels like this is Christian bullying. Another critic said to say that this cross-shaped pier doesn't represent Christian nationalism isn't being honest. The Ocean Grove was founded more than 150 years ago as a summertime tent revival religious retreat by the United Methodist Church. It was a religious enclave for more than a century until the New Jersey Supreme Court declared its charter unconstitutional, but the Camp Meeting Association still owns all of the land, and its authority extends to the beach, the boardwalk, and all associated staff and activities. They've been trying to rebuild that pier for the last 10 years. They finally broke ground on it in July. The project received approval from the state under its Coastal Areas Facility Review Act, and the fact is, the shape of the pier is functional. It is functional. And, oh yes, pretty much identical to the pier on the screen behind me, which is the pier at Coney Island in New York. Anything that reminds those under the influence of the principalities and powers against whom we wrestle will find this shape highly disturbing. And it has nothing to do with Christian bullying or white nationalism. Coming up, illegal lemonade in Ohio. An 8-year-old girl runs afoul of the law. That's next on the Friday Five.
Have you ever wanted to experience deep and glorious truths in God's Word, from Genesis to Revelation, as if you were actually there? Skywatch TV is proud to present the Glimpses of Glory giveaway. When you order Carl Gallup's groundbreaking book, Glimpses of Glory, and Rabbi Zev Porat's new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, the book that Pat Boone himself personally shared with Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Benjamin Netanyahu. In this incredibly unique book, Glimpses of Glory, from longtime pastor, media personality, and internationally acclaimed best-selling author Carl Gallups, God's love for you will come alive as you walk directly into the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve encountered the great tempter. You'll be placed inside the ark, experiencing the horror of Noah's family as they heard the agonizing cries of their neighbors, struggling in vain to survive the deluge. And the anguish of our Savior will explode into intense reality as you witness his struggle with human emotion on the night he was betrayed. But that's just the beginning. In Glimpses of Glory, you will accompany Joseph and Mary on the arduous journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem's manger and beyond. Be present at the working of Jesus' miracles, his baptism, and labor during the wilderness temptation. Stand in shock at the foot of the cross. Linger at the deathbed of John the disciple and witness his entrance into final glory, and so much more. Also included in this amazing offer, Rabbi Zev Porat's shocking book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply Orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah as he faced literal demonic manifestations, temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua. Yet through it all, he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. In this book, you will accompany Messianic Rabbi Porat as he shares striking biblical and archaeological discoveries along his path to Zion. Learn the foundational platform that's behind the spiritual warfare emanating from Israel since the earliest of humanity's existence, as Zev peels back the Chaldean mask and uncover the truth about Golgotha and the archaeological location of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem that has been overlooked by so many. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, where Pastor Carl Gallups tells the story of Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, who claimed he met the true soon-coming Messiah and revealed his identity on a note to be locked away until his death. Months later, this note was read upon his death, revealing Jesus is Messiah, which ignited a global spiritual and political firestorm. That was just the beginning. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So take a personal journey with the Savior from Genesis to Revelation and unmask the evil spirits that oppose our faith. The Glimpses of Glory giveaway, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one on the Friday Five, you got a permit for that? 8-year-old girl near Alliance, Ohio, named Asa Baker, has been selling lemonade from a stand in front of her home just outside the city limits of Alliance, Ohio, for the last couple of summers. Well, this year, with a festival taking place in the city of Alliance, she asked her father if she might set up outside his place of business where he works, just about a block away from the festival. He got permission from the business owner, and so she set up her stand about a block away from the festival in an alleyway. And Asa said that after she'd been there for some time, a police officer approached. She thought he was going to buy some lemonade, but in fact, he was there to ask whether she had the proper permit. You see, the festival organizers had complained, and once the complaint was filed, the Alliance Police Department was compelled to follow through. Now, some good news here. The officer in question gave her $20 to help her obtain the necessary permit. Secondly, another business owner in the downtown area who heard about this was moved to offer her a position, a more prominent position, in front of his store. And thirdly, the Alliance Police said that while it's not really clear what kind of permit she'd need, they decided they would just look the other way. And as of last Friday, Asa's Lemonade was back in business. Skywatch Films, a place for you to get educated on a number of cutting-edge topics that many in this world consider fringe, but they actually have the potential to be, world-changing. The UFO phenomenon. We're being told to expect our space brothers to return and help us to elevate to the next level of human evolution. or the transhumanist movement, which believes that we can be as gods, overcoming death through technology. Those are just two of the documentary films available right now in full HD, instant access for as little as $3. You can find out more and access the latest documentaries from Skywatch Films at skywatchfilms.com. Again, that's skywatchfilms.com. Just a few days left to take advantage of this special offer from Skywatch TV. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, we always want to send a thank you to show our appreciation for your support. And for your donation of any amount during the month of August, we'll send you a copy of the important book by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Progressive Evil, How Marxist Ideology, which is really a religion, is corrupting the nation that we love. Find out more online and donate, if you're so led, at skywatchtv.com/donate or by calling us toll-free 844-750-4985. This week in Skywatch TV, our discussion with Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat continues. His new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, was the spirit of the cult. The Chaldeans were well known for their occult practices. Those are the people to which Nebuchadnezzar belonged, the one who destroyed the temple in 586 BC. How does the Chaldean spirit manifest today? Zev talks with Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team, and you can watch that program over the air. Our schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch it right now on your TV if you've got Roku or Apple TV. Just add the Skywatch TV app to your set-top box, or even better, download our free mobile app, which not only gets you all of our video content, the weekly program, Simply His, the women's program, and these daily news updates, along with important news updated 3 times a week, and a calendar of our upcoming events, all of that right into your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle, Fire, phone, or tablet. We have apps designed for all of those. It's free, and we've got links to the app stores for your convenience posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.